Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. It's going to be another hot day today, and those most vulnerable to becoming victims of heat-related illness are the elderly. Tamara Crane is Executive Director for the Bossier Council on Aging, a nonprofit agency in Bossier Parish that provides resources to senior citizens to allow them to live independent lives. She shares some tips on avoiding heat-related illness and also explains what resources are available for seniors who need some relief from the heat.
Heat stroke and or heat exhaustion isn't just about being hot. It's about being, you know, you got to be hydrated. So some of the best ways to avoid the heat stroke or heat exhaustion is to stay hydrated, drinking water. It's not about, well, I had a cup of coffee or I had that glass of tea or whatever. Water is the best way to hydrate your body. So we do pass out water at our sites when we have these extreme temps coming on like we do and even seeing possibly through Monday and Tuesday. The other thing that we do is we distribute fans, and I do know the Councils on Aging all in this region distribute fans to their seniors, 60 and older. You know, we collect fans. If anybody's wanting to donate to help, we certainly do that. But we give fans back, so that way some of our seniors have a way to even have air circulating, because some don't have AC or they don't run their AC really cool because it then costs money and that they're on fixed incomes. So we also do that.
What about cooling centers? Are there places for seniors to go to get some relief from this heat?
So we have a Councils on Aging in every parish. So regardless of where your listeners are, whether it's Caddo, Bossier, Webster, Bienville, anything, every parish has a Council on Aging. And there is at least one senior center in that parish. So sometimes they're not all over, but in Bossier Parish particularly, we do. We have one in Bossier, Benton, Houghton, and Plain-Dealen. And those are sites that seniors can go to during the day, check the website, or you know they can even call their local Council on Aging to find out the hours that the councils are open, and then go there and stay cool at the council, get lunch, have some socialization. There's usually activities going on and some fellowship, and then they're indoors utilizing the council's AC. And most councils have good, my office is feeling pretty comfortable right now.
Okay. Well, what about your counterparts in South Arkansas and East Texas? Who do people look for if they need help there?
Now, in East Texas and in South Arkansas, they're not going to find them as a Council on Aging. They're going to find them under their area agency on aging. That's one thing that Louisiana thankfully did for our seniors is they said they wanted something in every parish. But in East Texas and in South Arkansas, they fall under the area agency on aging, so they would contact them to find a local place within that area.
That was Tamara Crane, Executive Director for the Bossier Council on Aging. If you or someone you know would like to learn more about resources for the elderly or find some place to cool off, contact the local Council on Aging or Area Agency on Aging. I have those websites and phone numbers available on our website. Go to redriverradio.org and you'll see agencies in East Texas, South Arkansas, and North and Central Louisiana. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory to be in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. Temperatures will peak in the upper 90s, and humidity values will result in a high heat index ranging up to 106 degrees. The high temperature is expected to be about 98 degrees. This is Red River Radio.